Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Nechagita Basrocha Esther and for Chayrezo Basdina Rafu Shleima, for Menachem Chanan Ben Brindel Rafu Shleima, and for Reb Yisrael Chaim Ben Chana Rochel Baruchav Atzlacha B'chol Maase Yadav, and for Moshe Gavriel Ben Yehudis Baruchav Atzlacha B'chol Maase Yadav. We are continuing our series of shiurim on the topic of Talmudic methodology. We are still in Midah Hey. There is so much to talk about in this Midah, and there's a lot to go, Amir Toshem. We have a long, long, long time together, I hope, in these very, very fascinating, enlightening, and brilliant shiurim. Not brilliant because they're my Torah, sweet friends. This is all from the Sefer of Hagaon HaGadol, of Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Zichrono Livracha. Amidos, Lechegra Alocha. Now we're on page, the old edition, Kuf Chav Ches, Os Yud Gimel. So we've been talking about the difference between an Isser, that's Be'etzem Hadavar, and an Isser, that's because of something else, Machmas Davar Acher. If it's Be'etzem Hadavar, then it... If it's Be'etzem HaDavar, we said in the previous shir, then it's Nimshach. It just keeps going. And we also said if it's Be'etzem HaDavar, then even if befall, it doesn't come into play, but it's still there B'koach. Ma'ashenken, if it's Machmas Davar Acher, the Yisr, since such an instance, it's the... if it's not befall, then it's command less a dummy, it's like nothing. And... if it's not, and if it's b'mech misdavar acher, it's mischadesh kol rega. It's not an automatic pilot that it's aser, rather, since it's an aser mech misdavar acher, every second you need a new siba to aser. So this difference between mach siba atzmis and siba mech misdavar acher is seen in a Ramban and Rashba. At the beginning of Yevamos, this is Os Yud Beis, excuse me. Page Kuf Chav Zayin. Rabbi Hussein HaTzarfatim Hikshu. The French rabbis asked, presumably in French, "V'lisni tez zayin nashim." Why does the Mishnah say at the beginning of Yevamos that 15 women are usher and them, and they're tzarasim, tzarasim? That there's no yibam or chalitza. All of these arayas are aser. So why do we have only 15? Why not 16? What would be an example of a 16th? Kegon ha-megaresh tishto al menat shelo tinasi l'ruven. A man divorces his wife and he says, "I'm only divorcing on one condition, Harriet." Harriet, because under the chuppah said, "Harriet, magudashesli." So he said, "I'm only divorcing you under one condition, and that is that you don't marry Ruven." So he dies, and she gets married. She divorces her. She gets married to Shimon, and then Shimon dies, and now she falls before Reuven for Yibum. So it's Almanas that she only got divorced from the first guy, Almanas, that she's not marrying Reuven. Now she falls before Reuven for Yibum. The Dina the Hiasura. She is Aser. Tzarasa Teasurah. What about her Tzara? What about her Tzara? This would be a possible case that Er Aser, Tzaras are Aser. Because now she's Aser to Reuven, maybe her Tzara is also Aser to Reuven. If she marries Reuven, then the first divorce is off. That'd be bad news. Nira li bedina she Tzarasa Mesia Bemis. She ain't zu Tzaras Erva Klal. So the Ramban says that her tzara does do yibam, because this isn't called tzara se'ervel, zu grusha kashar kol anashim. This woman is considered a grusha to Reuven, like all other women. Umshim tanai dalma surlo shevatas gita mimenu mikol adam. And there's just a tanai that he can marry her, because then that's going to be mevatel to get. So therefore, in such an instance, you can't add this to the Mishnah because the Tzara is Taka Mutter. The Tzara is Misyabim. Because this isn't called Tzara's Erva. She is not called an Erva. She is called a Grusha. Marrying Reuven would just mess up her original get, but she's not an Erva to Reuven. So therefore, she obviously can't do even with Reuven, but her Tzara may. Miu benafel a fun of belit tsar and he must stop him tzricha chalitza mimenu. Ooh. What about if she's alone? She falls before Reuven. She can't marry Reuven because that would nullify her original get. Does she need to do chalitza? If she were an erva, ervas don't do chalitza. But we said she's not an erva. There's just a tenai that she can't marry Reuven. Does she need chalitza or not? Im tzricha chalitza mimenu kevan de megureshet etzlo. O, kamo she'ina ola liyibum, eina ola lechalitza. Or, do you say, that just like she doesn't do yibum with Reuven, she also not do chalitza with Reuven. On one hand, she needs chalitza, because as far as Reuven is concerned, she had a regular divorce with her first husband. Megoresh said, so she's a regular divorced woman. So now she falls before him for chalitza. Let them do the chalitza. Or no? Since she's not all the Yibum, she's not all the she clearly can't do Yibum. Therefore, she's not going to do Chalitza either. That is the clair of the Ramban. Aval omer Rav Amiel, ma shel Ramban hu safek, hinei la harashba hu vadai, kemevuar b'chidushav, shibrechai gavna, ledaato vadai, hi tzricha Chalitza. The Ramban said the Ramban was mesupik whether or not she needs chalitza. According to the Rashba, avada and avada she needs chalitza. Vada hitzricha chalitza. No question about it. Nothing to talk about. She needs chalitza from Reuven. Yes, she's not allowed to do yibum with Reuven, but she's not an erva. They're just a tenai on her not to marry Reuven, but she has to do chalitza. V'gam b'zeh ikar ha'evdel hu. This brings us back to our klal of two contradictory sibos, where one trumps the other. Try to stay out of politics in these shiurim, but gotta say what you gotta say. Im zohi siba atzmit, o siba ba mechamat davar acher. So we have a difference in two sibos hamisnagdos zu lezu, and one of them trumps, one of them defeats the other. Is it a siba atzmis, or is it a siba ba machmas davar acher? Ki v'chamesh esrei nashim hapotrot zorotehem. Yesh gam ken shtei sibot hamitnagdot zu lezu. The 15 women who aren't allowed to do yibum chalitza and also patur their tzaras, their co-wives. So there are also two contradictory sibos. On one hand, there's the sibos ha'erva, and on the other hand, there's the mitzvah of Yibum. Erva asers, Yibum says to get married. Ve'achat harishona machriyat hashniya. Shehein pturot upotrot. The siba se'iser, iser erva, is machriya and defeats the siba of Yibum, which is the mitzvah to get married. And therefore, these women are pater from Yibum Chalitza, and they pater their tzaras. Achkola tetvav nashim, hasiba hi atzmit. All these 15 women in the Mishnah and Yevamis, there is a siba atzmis, why they're usher. What's the siba atzmis? What's the essential, inherent, intrinsic siba that forbids them? Harayot shebehem. They're all arayas. In this Eishes Ish, who divorced her husband, I'll tell her that she's not going to marry Reuven. Now she marries Shimon, Shimon dies, and she falls before Reuven for Yibum. Is that a Siba Atzmis? No! It's not a Siba Atzmis. Just if she does Yibum, it's Machmas Davar Acher. It's not that she's Aser Be'etzem, but if she does Yibum, now there's going to be a new Iser. It'll turn out that she was still married to her first husband, and then everything she did with her second husband was Aser, and this husband is Aser, and the whole kit and caboodle. So she's not an Erva Be'etzem, but this will create new Isurim. V'im gam bazeh siba achat machriya tashniya. כלומר שבכל לא אסורה לתייבם. So even though in this case we say that one siba is machriya the other, in other words, בכל אופן, she's not allowed to do yibum. She's not allowed to do yibum with Reuven, avad and avada. אבל כפי שאמרנו, זה ההבדל בין סיבה עצמותית ובין סיבה מחמת דבר אחר. That's in this case an essential siba, and a siba that comes because of something else. The arishona af terem sheyotzet mikoach el apoal yeshna be'etzem. The first way, if it's a sibah atzmutit, even before it's yotze me'akoach el apoal, it's there be'etzem. It's there be'etzem even before it's yotze me'akoach el apoal because it's a sibah be'etzem. לא כן בסיבה ממין השני, שאין לה עצמיות, אלא מחמת דבר אחר. הנה כל זמן שאין אנו דנים לעניין בפועל, הוא כמן דלטה כלל. If we talk about a סיבה that doesn't have עצמיות, that's not because of itself, it's because of something else, as long as we're not in the world of בפועל, it doesn't exist. It only exists when it comes into the world of Befoal, because it's Siba Be'etzem. And therefore this woman, who now falls before Reuven, has to do Chalitza with Reuven. Why? Because she's not Aser to Reuven Be'etzem. The Yisr is only going to start once she marries him. There's going to be an Yisr Chadash if she does Yibum. That she's clearly not allowed to do. But the pater her from Chalitza, there's no Tziba Atzmutit that Aser, it's Machmas Davar Acher, that it's going to create new Asura. But she still has to do Chalitza with Reuven, there's still a Zika. Ve'alenu leosif od, medarf tzi laigen avot, ki yibum hu tamid bebchinat ha-befoal, ve'zika hi bebchinat ha-bekoach. Yibum is always Bechinas Befoal. Yibum is what you're actually doing, is the actualization of the Zika. Zika is Bekoach. Zika is potential. They're all potentially spoused. Ukshanachnu omrim, 15 nashim, potrot tzarotehem, vitzarot tzarotehem, min hachalitza umin hayibum, זהו מפני שסיבת העריות מסלקת את הסיבה המתנגדת לה, סיבת היבום, לא רק בנוגע לה בפועל, אך גם בנוגע לה בכוח. These 15 women are pater themselves and they pater their tzoroseim and tzoroseim מן החליצו, מן היבום. Why? Because the סיבה of arayas removes the Siba that opposes it, the Siba Sayibum, not only vis-a-vis the Befoal, but even vis-a-vis the Bekoach. This Isser doesn't only Aser them in Yibum, it even forbids the Zika. And therefore there's no need to do Chalitza, they're not even allowed to do Chalitza. There's nothing. Because these Chamesh Esrei Nashim, since there's a Siba Tzmusis, of Arayas, that's Mesalik, not only the Bekoach, the Be'ibum aspect, but even the Zika, and therefore there's no need even to do Chalitza, there's nothing there. Umimela, Muvan ha'evdel ben kol 15 nashim, shesibat ha'arayot shebehem hi atzmutit, shepturot gam ken mena Chalitza. Umimela, we can understand the difference between 15 women, that the Sibas Arayas of them is atzmutit, is essential, intrinsic, and inherent, and therefore they patter from chalitza. Uvein ha'isur mechamat tenai hanal, shiraki bum ha'befoal ein la, aval ein zemoneta v'koch shebedavah. But if you're talking about our case, that there's a tenai, that she's not allowed to marry Reuven, you're right, befoal, she's not allowed to have yibum with Reuven, but it doesn't undo the bekoch, there's still a zika, and therefore there must be chalitza, because she's not an erva be'etzem, there's just a tenai, it's machmas davar acher, and memela doesn't undo the bekoch. Zot ve'od acheret. Moreover, l'fi ma she'inachnu, according to our assumption that we established in the previous segment, de'b'chol siba haba'a mechamat davar acher, hine kol rega v'rega, hihu siba chadasha. So every second is a new siba. If it's b'amach mestavar acher, every second is a new siba. Whereas if it's a misur atzmuti, it's just on automatic. But if it's a siba machmas davar acher, every second is a new siba. According to Tosis and Yavamis and Chof Vav Amit Beis, if a woman becomes an erva, la achar nefila, if only after the nefila liyibum, she becomes an erva, that doesn't pater her tzara. It paters her, she's an erva, but it doesn't pater her tzara. So in our case, Afal pishana set erva, techef bishat hanefila, you're right. Du bizgerecht, she's becoming an erva, techef bishas hanefila. In other words, she can't do yibum, because the moment she's nofel, she can't do yibum. She's usher to him, so he said she's not mamish an erva. But she's usher to him, tekef b'shas hanafila. Yeah, but every second is a siba chadasha. Since it's not a siba tzmutit, every second is a new siba. Now she's usher again, now she's usher again, now she's usher again. She's not allowed to have yibum with him. Because of the davar acher, which is kol rega mashu chadash, so that's why she's not going to pater her tzara. As we said, doesn't pater her tzara. The Ramban says, "Bedina shetzaras emesia bemes." It's not tzaras erva. Why is it not tzaras erva? Because she only fell afterwards. Not only is she not an erva, this woman, but since the iser to this man is coming every second anew, she's not going to pater her tzara. So she's not going to pater her tzara for two reasons. A, she's not an erva. And B, even the iser that she has on this man, on Reuven, is a new iser every second. She's becoming usser, therefore, after the nefila. Because a minute later, there's a new iser. Second later, there's a new iser. Between her and this man, Machmas Davar Acher, because of this tanai. So she's usser to Reuven. What about her tzara? So it's like an erva la'achar nefila, which is that she becomes usher after she's nofel yibum. She doesn't pater tzara. Here also not going to pater tzara because it's every second is a siba chadasha, and therefore there's no patur in the tzara, both because she's not an erva, and even if she were an erva, but every second is a new iser, and memela, we know that like Tosa says, that an erva la'afila doesn't pater her tzara. So, Baruch Hashem, we have some tifkait into the first Mishnah. Yivamis to the Siba Atzmis against Siba Mbamach Mustavar Acher. Yibum, Zika, Foa, Koach. And we should be Zochem, it's Hashem. Lil Modu Lalame, Lishma Velasus, Ulakaim is called Divrei Sama Tarasu Via Hava. Amen, Viamen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.